Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Clay Couturio, the musical director of the Monroe Symphony. Welcome, Clay. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Corey. Great to be here.
And you've got another exciting musical journey coming up. You know, there are always musical journeys, but this time you're kind of traveling around the world a little bit.
Exactly. We have four wonderful works we're going to do this Saturday, and we're looking forward to it very much so.
Well, you're coming off, I got to say, I really dug the Pops concert. I had a lot of fun at the Mandy Harvey event y'all did. That was great.
She's a special person, and like you said, we've gotten a lot of good response, too. It was a pleasure to work with her.
Yeah. Every week, though, you got to up your game. We're up to the next concert in the series, and you're calling this one an international passport. Tell me a little bit about where we're going on this trip.
Absolutely. Well, we start the evening going to Germany, and it's with the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. He wrote six Brandenburg concertos, and we're going to do one of the most famous ones, number three. People will recognize this music. They may not know what the name is, but once they hear it, they'll know what it is. It's sometimes played at special events like weddings and things of that nature, but it's really concert music.
The journey is traveling everywhere, so you go from Bach to what's next?
Well, then we go back to our home country, back to America, and we're going to play a work by an American composer. His name is Clare Fisher. And he's a more recent composer. He just recently, last couple years ago, passed away. He's really known for the jazz world, jazz realm, but what I really admire and like about him is he brings all these different genres of music together. He loves orchestra music so much that he wrote a suite for solo cello and string orchestra. And I'm really thrilled to bring our main soloist for this evening. His name is Eugene Osachi, a cellist. He's a colleague of mine, actually. I teach at University of North Texas in Denton, Texas, and he teaches there. And we've worked together for many years, and I really admire him. He's a great colleague and just a fantastic musician. He plays all over the world. That's another link, an international journey. He literally travels the world performing, Europe, Asia, America, all throughout the states. And he's going to perform this work by Clare Fisher. Like I said, it has jazz elements to it. So you'll hear a little bit of Americana, but also you'll hear almost following Bach. I said Bach before. There's a little hint of Bach in this from the cello solo suites, and a little bit of, mixed with a little bit of Scott Joplin and some jazz. So it's really a great combination.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And the cello is one of my favorite instruments in an orchestra, you know, other than a trumpet, because I'm a trumpet player. But but I like the cello. It sort of mimics the human voice and just is captivating to listen to.
It's, like you said, the range goes from a deep baritone, can go up to a soprano, but with a full tone, not a tinny, thin sound. And, I agree with you. I'm a little biased, but I'm a cellist myself, too.
Oh, you know, I did not know that.
Yes.
So that's good to know. Special guest soloists appearing with the symphony. We're talking about the musical adventure. It's going to be happening Saturday night at 7 p.m., and it's going to be at the Assembly Church in West Monroe. You guys also have a lot more in store for audiences that attend. Where else in the world do we get to go?
Well, after the intermission, we'll actually stay in America, but a different time frame in America, and we're going to feature two of our own musicians in the orchestra. And that they are Louis Eckert, our principal trumpet, and Jessica Hayslip, who is our principal oboist. Now, we bring people from all over to play with us. They, like I said, are members of our orchestra, but Louis used to live in Louisiana and travel. He got a job in Nebraska, but he loves playing in the Monroe Symphony so much that he travels from Nebraska to come here to play, and I really admire him for that. And Jessica teaches in Mississippi, so people come because they want to play. Musicians love to play, and what they're going to play for us tomorrow is a piece by Aaron Copland, very well-known, famous composer. It's called A Quiet City. And then this music was written for a play called A Quiet City by Irwin Shaw. And it's really has to do with difficulties in American life early on in the, during the Depression and things of that nature, but how you overcome these types of things.
And so Louis is going to be playing trumpet. Jessica, the English horn. Now, you don't hear a lot of English horn, do you?
It's an auxiliary instrument to the oboe. So it's a double reed instrument. It's a little bit longer and has a deeper, mellower tone than the oboe. So it's an interesting combination Aaron Copland chose to go with the trumpet. It's like a conversation. The trumpet says something and then the English horn answers.
The trumpet says it louder, I'm sure.
Yes. We have to balance, of course.
The concert also features lots of local musicians.
Absolutely.
You know, people have played in this orchestra for many years. You also have new up-and-coming musicians. You've got a concert coming up soon that's going to feature some of those up-and-coming musicians in your next concert. What is that one about?
Yes, our season finale on April 27th features two of our competition winners, the Marge Strickland Emerging Artist Competition. It's held every January, and we have two pianists that are going to play on this season finale of two of the most famous piano concertos that you can imagine. One is the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto, which Van Cliburn made famous many years ago, the main theme as well, and the Grieg Piano Concerto in A minor.
So that'll be coming up April 27th, but the next one this Saturday night. For folks out there that want to find out more about the Monroe Symphony and how to get involved, is there somewhere we can send them to learn more information?
Absolutely. The best place to go is online to mymso.org, mymso.org.
So my MSO, like Monroe Symphony Orchestra.org. And Clay Couturio has been our guest for Lanyap. Again, a concert coming up Saturday night, March the 16th, 7 p.m. And it's at the Assembly, 102 Blanchard Street in West Monroe. To find out more, you can visit their website, mymso.org, or you can come to our website, kedm.org.
KEDM is proud to support nonprofit organizations through our community calendar and Lanyap programs. If you have a local event, please add it to our community calendar at kedm.org.